And join us now on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of the Hamilton Penny High Hornets, and Rick Ross. And, Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us.
Oh, thanks for offering the opportunity. We really appreciate it. The boys and families sure enjoy you guys' coverage.
And we're going to talk about the two players from your squad that made the Dream Team this year. We'll start with the sophomore, and Jaron Richmond. Let's talk about that young man.
Jaron, yeah, he's sophomore. He started 50 games for us now. He started 23 last year and 27 this year, so he's played in, or started every game that he's been involved with our program. Jaron's just such a fine young man. This year, statistically, he averaged 11 points a game and 3 assists and 4 rebounds and a couple steals. But when you compare his stats from this year to last year he was averaging 16 points a game. And when you look at those statistics, that kind of speaks about the role that he's played with our team. He's very unselfish. He took on a role this summer as our true point guard, and he took it upon himself to make those around him better. He's helped some of our shooters gain confidence in their game. And along with that, he gained confidence in his game, and he took the assist role, would feed the ball to them and let them score the points. I can even think of one specific game where he had 0 points on the books, but he had a hand in over half of our 69 points because he had 6 steals that led to assists, and then he had 9 direct assists. He comes from a basketball family, and he learned those lessons of how to play and play as a team from them, so I can't take any credit for that development. But he has he's just been a true asset to our program for 2 years. On top of being a basketball player, he's a good student. He's got a 3.9 GPA, 3-sport athlete, just super competitive. He'll give all that he's got and to come out on top, and willing to put in the work to make that possible. If you know Jaron, he's the type of kid that you'd want involved with your program. He's been a unanimous all-conference KCI votee this year. Also the coaches all-district team, sports writers all-district, and then this recognition as well. So he's a well-decorated young man, well-deserving, very humble.
And, boy, it sure doesn't hurt your feelings any to have that kind of player back for you for a couple more years, does it?
No, I just hope I can stay around long enough to see him blossom.
Right.
He's just a super young man, the kind that you want to have around.
And the other player from your squad making the Dream Team this year is a senior for you, and Drew Finch. Let's talk about him.
Drew Finch, I just cannot say enough about. This young man, he and Jaron are birds of a feather, and I mean that literally in that they – played backup roles to one another on the football team. Jaron was a backup quarterback to Drew, and their relationship really kind of started there. Drew started 23 games for us this year. He's missed 2 years because of knee surgeries from football. He played a lot for us as a freshman, but he wasn't able to play 2 seasons because of knee injuries. And when he came back, one of the first things that he said to me, because he was a point guard for us as a freshman, is he said that, "I sure hope that you're going to put Jaron at point guard because he's a lot better point guard than I am," which just speaks volumes of the character of this young man, because he recognized Jaron's talents, recognized just a few of his own weaknesses, and, humility is certainly not one of them. He wanted Jaron to run the show, and from that point on, he just pretty much did. Drew missed 2 games this year because of, or I'm sorry, 2 years because of knee surgeries. Missed 4 games this year with a tailbone injury, of all things. But that injury turned out to be kind of a blessing to us because he's able to sit on the bleachers and sit with our bench players. And his influence on them carried us over to a pretty successful year. He was able to, it was during a Lawson tournament right before our second round game with Gallatin. And he goes sit down on the bleachers, bruises his tailbone, misses some games, but he sits on the bench. He showed our bench players how to act in that role when they're on the bench, how to stay involved in the game, how to express themselves in positive ways. And the impact that he had on those younger players was evident from right after those 4 games. It was just something that needed to be done and wasn't recognized. And he just stepped right in, and he filled a role that we never would have anticipated even existed. But he helped perpetuate, the mental toughness, the physical toughness that we like to exude. And that toughness includes a commitment to whatever you do and respect for those that you work with and compete against and accept nothing less from yourself and your teammates. And Drew just personifies all of that. And I've said a number of times to players that if they're in need of a role model, Drew's the one they should look to. I even tell my own son the same thing. You know, we've had times that young men are trying hard to establish an identity, and Drew's never had that problem. He was one that they could turn to, and he'd help guide them and just very subtly look them in the eye and tell them how it should be. So what he's brought to us can't be replaced, but I hope that the seeds that he helped plant us with us will, you know, grow as much as he has over the years. You know, in a sport so driven by stats, it's very much a privilege for me to be able to recognize Drew this year with this honor, because he's one kid that's going to be missed sorely. You know, his time with us was short just because of injury, but just he brought so much to our team that he's going to be sorely missed.
Yeah, sometimes those intangibles, just you can't put a value on them.
Yeah, I can't even say enough. You know, I get choked up even thinking about it, because I'm going to really miss the kid. He's just a super young man, and, you know, he's left his mark with us. And I hope that, you know, with Jaron, that helps perpetuate what we've got started here. So,
all right, very well said. Again, we're speaking with the head coach of the Hamilton Penny High Hornets, Rick Ross, and the two members from his squad on the Dream Team this year, and Jaron Richmond and Drew Finch. Coach, again, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with us. Is there anything else we're leaving out or anything else you wanted to cover?
Nope, I feel pretty good about it. I feel honored to be able to recognize these two young men, and they represent our organization, our school, and our community very well. And if anybody wants to know how anyone from Hamilton is as a person, I hope that they think of these two.
Very well said. There you have it. Coach Rick Ross, the Hamilton Penny High Hornets, on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.